Last year, during the presidential election, there was an issue discussed that was so heated, emotions were boiling. At the moment, the controversy has simmered down, but the problem is still brewing. The issue has to do with people like Rudy.
I want to get to the United States just for medical purposes because my daughter, she's blind. So they told me in the United States they had the best medicine, the best doctors, and that way I came to Mexico illegally because I tried twice in the American embassy to get my visa, but they told me no both times.
That was in 1995. Rudy and his family paid $2,000 for help to cross the border from Mexico to Texas. Although the medical treatment for his blind daughter didn't change her circumstances, time passed.
And then I started working, I started living, you know, and my daughters, because I had two daughters, they started growing up, and I stay here.
Today, Rudy's home is in Hillsborough County. He has used 7 different aliases by purchasing phony social security numbers. He lives in fear, but feels life under the radar is better than life in Mexico.
Right now, it's a poor country. They had a lot of problems with the cartel, you know, a lot of killers, even the police.
Last night, the League of Women Voters hosted an educational forum about immigration. The discussion was held at the headquarters of the St. Petersburg Times newspaper. The guest speakers were 3 immigration lawyers. It's more complex than it is simple. According to attorney John DeBruhl, we need to change our attitudes toward what he called undocumented immigrants. DeBruhl has a bumper sticker on the back of his car that reads, "No human is illegal," because
you don't want to be calling people illegal. Once you call a person illegal, you dehumanize them, make them something less than the rest of us. And people who come here that are out of status or undocumented are no less than the rest of us.
DeBruhl said that calling people illegal opens them to exploitation, ranging from human trafficking to being overworked and underpaid by employers. Rudy knows this well. He was fired from a restaurant job for refusing to clean up the restaurant's kitchen without pay on his night off. In addition to wanting an efficient and quick process for the legal entry of immigrants into the United States, the League supports provisions for the millions of undocumented immigrants living in the country to become legal residents. The League says as long as the immigrant has no history of criminal activity, these individuals should have the right to earn legal status. To some, it might seem like this idea is rewarding those who have broken the law. Yet doing nothing does not correct the problem. One way to change the current system, says attorney Jennifer Roper, is to create a process.
We do need some sort of a way to legalize, you know, through some sort of earned citizenship for the people that are here, you know, currently undocumented. We can't simply just avoid the problem. You know, we're looking at anywhere from, you know, 10 million to 20 plus million people that are here without some sort of status. You know, we need to do something, you know, whether it's, you know, call it an amnesty or an earned citizenship, but, you know, we need some sort of reform.
What does this mean?
Earned citizenship would be basically a system where, you know, you pay your taxes, you know, you don't have a criminal background, you pay a penalty. In previous legislation, it was suggested $9,000, you know, per person for a penalty for being here undocumented or overstaying your status. Basically, you know, on a track to earn citizenship, meaning, you know, after X number of years, you would have the ability, after paying your taxes and paying into the system, to earn that right towards legal status.
Efforts have been made since 9/11 to help fix the immigration issue. There has been enforcement of the I-9, which is a form where employees check a box stating that they are legally allowed to work in the United States. But as a result, some employers are facing criminal penalties for hiring undocumented workers. The attorneys argue that it's not right to turn businesses into immigration detectives. Attorney William Flynn says another negative change since 9/11 is that student visas are not as easy to obtain.
Because of the very strict rules that now are inhibiting the ability of our colleges and universities to bring foreign students over, the numbers have dropped precipitously. These are full tuition paying students. But my theory, which I don't think is my original idea, is that when we have foreign people in our midst and they become our friends, they go to school here, they may take a job here for a while and then go home, they become allies, they become people we do business with as they go home and take positions at companies. They become government officials in their home countries. I don't want to say world peace is because of that, but it has a whole lot to do with this interaction.
There are also new laws for those wanting a driver's license. Under the Real ID Act, all states are required to institute tougher regulations regarding who is allowed to get a permit. In order to drive, you need to provide proof of immigration status. These tougher regulations have consequences for immigrants like Rudy.
Because I gotta drive every day with no licenses. I know when the police got me, they gotta take me to Mexico.
The attorneys at last night's panel challenged what they said were other misconceptions. For instance, a large number, perhaps almost half of the undocumented immigrants, entered the country legally. But when their visas expired, they decided to stay. Also, immigrants pay taxes including income, Social Security, Medicare, and sales tax. DeBrule said tax payments are always coming up during a legalization interview. Immigrants do file tax returns because the understanding is that reform will benefit those who did the right thing. Karen Cole, co-chair of the Immigration Committee for the League, said that if people understood the real issues, they might be more compassionate towards the problem.
We are all, we're either immigrants ourselves or our ancestors were. Mm-hmm. So the issues that people are facing today, somewhere in our backgrounds, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, etc., face these same issues.
At the very minimum, Cole would like to see a proactive strategy implemented.
To put more resources in the federal government to make a pathway for citizenship and take the billions and billions of dollars that we're spending on walls. We're spending about $250 million a year just on airfares to deport people out of this country. We're spending several more hundreds of millions of dollars on housing people in detention centers set up just for people that are not documented.
But for Rudy, he just wants to stay. Earning $3 a day in Mexico is no life for him. Rudy is happy that his daughters were able to grow up here. He hopes to get his papers one day. The identity of the immigrant interviewed is not his true name. He asked to be called Rudy to protect himself and his family. Reporting in St. Petersburg for WMNF News, I'm Caroline Ciesla.